AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two Louisiana police officers are charged in the shooting death of a six-year-old boy and the wounding of his father. Diane Kepley has more.
Six-year-old Jeremy Martis was buckled in the front seat of the vehicle, and that's how he died, according to State Police Colonel Mike Edmondson. He says the marshal's own body cameras led to the charges.
It is the most disturbing thing I've seen.
The boy was killed, his father wounded, when four marshals opened fire on the car they were in. Two of the marshals have been charged.
Derek Stafford and Norris Greenhouse will both be booked on one count of second-degree murder and one count of attempted second-degree murder.
It's not clear why police were pursuing the vehicle or what prompted the shooting. I'm Diane Kepley.
Russian and British tourists are leaving Egypt in droves, empty planes being flown in from Russia after flights were suspended in the aftermath of last Saturday's crash of a Russian airliner that killed all 224 people on board. AP's Jim Hines reports from Moscow on that suspension.
The order allows Russian airlines to continue to fly empty planes to Egypt, presumably with the aim of bringing back Russian tourists who are in Egypt.
The British government and a tourist agency say a plane carrying British tourists to Sharm el-Sheikh in August came within 1,000 feet of a rocket. That's according to reports. The British Department for Transport says the investigation concluded it was not a targeted attack. 8 years after a Canadian company asked to build the Keystone XL pipeline, President Obama has finally decided not to approve the plan.
The State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
TransCanada and other supporters of the pipeline say they will continue to fight to have it built. This is AP Radio News. For the first time since the end of the Second World War, the leaders of China and Taiwan have met. And though no concrete agreement resulted, both hailed the meeting as a sign of a new stability in relations. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Taiwanese President Ma Jinyu shaking hands on stage in Singapore. Christmas tree arrives at Rockefeller Center on a balmy day in New York.
It's sure not beginning to feel a lot like Christmas here in New York with temperatures in the 70s. But they're still getting ready for it with this 10-ton, 78-foot Norway spruce, which came from the front lawn of Albert Asendorf's home. He admits, ironically, he was looking for a way to get rid of it.
It's taking up most of the front yard. The sun wasn't coming in on the house anymore. And we were going to knock it down ourselves at first last year, but then I said, ah.
So he sent in a picture to Rockefeller Center. The Christmas tree lighting is December 2nd. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.